Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue today to address the topic of being the beloved of God, to how we live and walk as children of God, and how we learn to abide in Christ. If you didn't have a chance to tune into the program this week, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. All the programs earlier this week and all our other programs we've done are archived there. You can listen to them right on the computer or download them, put them on whatever device works for you, or just sign up for our podcast, a simple way to get at them as well. While you're there on the website, go ahead and check out. There's a lot of good, free, encouraging material there for you. I think you'd enjoy it. Some of our booklets, some of our articles and things are all there, our newsletters. You can browse the mission page and look at all the different missions. We're going to do like 41 international missions this year in about 30 different countries around the world, helping bishops, priests, and lay people on the ground in those countries fulfill the Great Commission and just encourage them in the Lord. And our TV shows, The Choices We Face, Crossing the Goal, and other things are there as well. So back to the beloved. I ended yesterday's program reminding us of what St. Paul tells us in Romans chapter 1, verse 7. He addresses the brothers and sisters in Rome. He said, to all God's beloved in Rome who are called to be saints. That's a one-sentence summary of who we are. Our identity and our destiny is revealed right there, our calling. Who are we? We're beloved of God. What are we called to be? We're called to be saints. Beloved, called to be saints. That's who we are. And so I wanted to underline that as we begin the program today, because it's so important for us to be able to lay hold of those truths and internalize them so they really become incarnated in us. And it really is our operational identity, you might say, how we live out our own self-understanding on a daily basis. We begin with what God has done for us. We receive the fact and the truth of what God has done for us in Jesus, what we've received from God in baptism, and the new status and the new reality, the new creation that we have become in God. And it's so important for us, friends, to see how God looks at us. This is why understanding yourself as the beloved is crucial and why it's so foundational in terms of being able to live our life here with strength and for us to bear fruit. Jesus said, and we'll look at it today, he said to the apostles in part of his Last Supper discourse in John's gospel, he said, abide in me. He reminded them, he said, look, my Father's the vine dresser, I'm the vine and you're the branches. You're literally now going to live from me, through me, in me. I'm going to feed you. I'm going to give you a share in my life. I'm not just transferring data to you. It's not just a data download. I'm not just giving you writings that I want you to meditate on. I'm giving you life. I'm giving you a share in my life. I'm giving you a status with the Father that I have, the relationship that I have with the Father. I'm changing it all. And if you walk in that, if you receive what I'm giving you, if you believe in it, if you obey the Holy Spirit who I will send to you and who will counsel you and teach you, and if you obey my commands, my Father and I will come and dwell in you. This is what Jesus is after. He's so near to us, he's present in us. And that transforming presence in us ought to give us strength and profound security that we know who we are. Friends, most Americans today are battling to understand their identity. That's the human condition, really. You know, the big questions, where have I come from, why am I here, and where am I going? But it's particularly unsettling today because we've pushed away the light of God from our culture. And our culture now is just imbued with insanity. What's taken place is darkness comes. When you push the light away, what's there? Darkness. Those are the only two options. It's one or the other. And so many people are walking in darkness, or at least walking in the twilight. And when you walk in the darkness, that means they don't know who they are. Even though they might boldly, aggressively, and proudly declare who they think they are. Deep down inside, if you're not united to your Creator in some way, if you don't know God, if you don't know His revelation in His Son You do not know yourself. I don't care how integrated you may think you are. You don't know who you are. So it's destabilizing and it's scary. This is why we're seeing, you know, like the opioid crisis that's emerged in our country, the suicides, the crime in our cities, the disruption, the insanity, as I mentioned yesterday, reminding us of the insane decision, the grotesque and wicked decision by Governor Cuomo and those around him celebrating the capacity to be able to murder children in the womb, to kill babies right up to the point of their leaving the womb. It's crazy and it's insane. What it is, it's desperate, blind humanity being offended by God. That is, they find God's ways offensive. What are God's ways? Look, God gives life, God takes it away. This is a human being. Doesn't matter if it's in your body or not. You do not have a right. No government has a right. No person has a right to take the life of another human being born in the image of God, formed in the palm of God's hand. No way, no how. But the darkened mind and the darkened human heart, which is sin sick in its pride, says, yes, I can. And my ability to be able to do this and the sanction by the government and putting all the resources of the government behind this guards my freedom, and it's important for me to be happy and to have the power I need to be successful in this world. I can't trust God. I can't believe God in this, because it's going to leave me behind. It's going to cripple me in some way. It's going to cause me to have to do something I don't want to do. That's pride. That's ego. That's a lack of love and trust and surrender to God. That's the nature of the battle where human beings, even baptized people, they're not living as the beloved, called to be saints. They're enslaved to the, and being conformed, as Jesus warned, to the patterns of this world. It's friendship with the world. It's a worldly way of thinking. It's deadly. It's spiritually deadly. And what the scripture tells us, it makes us enemies of God. Enemies of God. So you see how people who think they're so good, when they decide to disobey God and they're under that dominion of darkness, what they call good is in the eyes of God wicked and evil. That's how blind they are. But they'll celebrate it and you know, turn the Empire State Building, they'll light up the Empire State Building or whatever it was that they lit up, the buildings they lit up in Manhattan to celebrate and declare to have a beacon. Look, we're the beacon of light. They said to the whole nation, when darkness is your light, Jesus said, how blind can you be? Jesus Christ is the light of the world, and there is no other. And the reason they're celebrating and they're asserting their power, whether they know it or not, is they're under the dominion of the devil. The devil loves to shake his fist at the Lord and say that I'm the Lord of this world. I'm the Lord. You're not the Lord. And human pride gets sucked up in that battle, in that conflict. So as mentioned a week or so ago in Psalm 2, it's so prophetic. It's a psalm Pope Benedict XVI said that it always teaches us something about the battle that's going on in any moment in human history. But in particular, what we see as King David writes that the rulers and the kings of this earth are raging against the Lord. They set themselves against the Lord and his anointed. That's what Cuomo's doing. He's setting himself against the Lord. And he's saying, we're going to throw off these chains. It's exactly what the psalm says. We're going to throw off these chains that bind us. And what's binding them? The commands of God, the rule of his son, the natural law, all of it, the church. And so they declare, quote unquote, their power. But the psalm says God sits in the heavens and laughs. All you're doing is bringing yourself under judgment. So as human beings, as the folks who were celebrating their power and their autonomy that day, we're literally manifesting their slavery before God. It's a huge spiritual battle, friends. And it's the result of not abiding in the Lord. It's the result of not living in his commands. It's the result of not putting him first and understanding who they are, who they're meant to be. Those who were baptized into him, and they became children of God. But guess what? We can decide. by grave sin, by saying yes to mortal sin and insisting on our own way to separate ourselves from God. And that's exactly what's going on. Jesus' strength through the trial, as I mentioned at the end of yesterday's program, was living in the Father's declaration to him, "This is my beloved Son." Must have been really sweet for Jesus to hear those words as he's about to enter the desert or as he's about to go to Calvary, when he heard those words on the Mountain of Transfiguration. The Father was strengthening him. Friends, you need to be strengthened. I need to be strengthened right now. And what will strengthen us is not just to turn on the TV to escape, you know, more TV, more distraction, or whatever. What's going to strengthen us is deeper prayer, deeper abiding in the Lord. So Jesus says in chapter 15 of John's Gospel, he said, "I'm the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch of mine that bears no fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already made clean by the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I'm the vine, you're the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." So Jesus is speaking to the apostles that he's already gave a major download to, right? He's taught them everything they need to know, or at least the beginnings of it. He's also trained them and the rest of it. But he's looking at them, he's saying, now listen to me. Your natural gifts, even the information I've given you, is not enough. I have to remind you, he's saying, who you are. Here's the reality. My Father is the vine dresser, right? I myself am the vine. The Father has called me, he has sent me to you to become one of you, to be able to bring new life, that a life can flow through me, the life of heaven. What John would say in his first letter, the eternal life that was with the Father has appeared to us, the eternal life of God. And they celebrated, it's appeared to us and he's given us power to become children of God. Jesus is saying, my life will flow to you. It's only through my power and my grace and living in that power and that grace and obeying me and walking with me. And he'll talk about the gift of the Holy Spirit, which he really talked in depth in chapter 14 about. We'll go to that tomorrow. He said, that means abiding in Jesus means living in him. It means talking to Jesus every day. It means internalizing his promises and his commands. And it's following his leadership. That's what it means to abide in the Lord. That's what every one of us is called to do on a daily basis. And Jesus said, if you do that, if you live with me each day, if you put me at the center of your life and in your heart, and you walk with me and you talk with me and you yield to the grace of the Holy Spirit in me, and as the Holy Spirit reminds you of everything that I've taught you, that you accept it as promises from me, and then you follow my leadership as I lead you into mission, to the assignment that I'm giving you as I deploy you in the world, if you walk in me, you'll be strong, you'll be stable, and my life will flow through you, and you will be able to bear fruit. So friends, this is what it means to abide in him, and this is what the church needs most now, and what the world needs for us is to walk in this way. We'll talk about more of it tomorrow. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burak's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.